Alex, how do you feel about the economy? You think it's getting better, or do you think it's a false sense of hope?
Oh, we know it's a totally false sense of hope. We were told 6 months ago that the recession ended in June of 2009, but unemployment is increasing. The amount of Americans, over 44 million now, on food stamps is increasing. Even the head of Walmart has come out and said that inflation is going to be very serious. We see oil prices increasing. And the main driver of this, of course, is that the international financial order, if you go back 2 years ago, Secretary of Treasury Geithner was in China, and he said, yes, we're open to basically devaluing the dollar and ending the dollar as the world reserve currency. So the world's currency right now is the dollar, and they are forcibly phasing it out so that they can launch what the IMF and World Bank have now admitted will be a new global digital currency. We'll still have euros. We'll still have dollars. We'll still have yens and yans. But everything will be basically set and controlled, and the interest rates will be controlled, and the currency values will be controlled by this private coterie of central banks, the very institutions on record that got rid of Glass-Steagall here in 99 and similar laws in other countries that allowed the six big mega banks to issue 1.5 quadrillion or 1,500 plus trillion dollars that, just like Bernie Madoff with his Ponzi scheme, but much larger, allowed them to basically buy up the planet's infrastructure on the way up. Then on the way down, the governments that they financed and control sign the people, whether it's the U.S. or Greece or Portugal or Iceland, onto these debts that were created by the bankers and that we don't owe predominantly. Then they make the whole budget debate about unions or welfare or Social Security when you could get rid of all of that. And it wouldn't take care of even a small fraction of this fraudulent debt. And it, of course, George Soros last week and this weekend had the four-day Bretton Woods II conference where the dollar was chosen as the world reserve currency more than a half century ago. He met there in New Hampshire at the same hotel and told Bloomberg that the dollar is already been replaced as the world reserve currency, and they've moved to oil and a basket of other currencies. And so that's why you see commodity prices increasing. And listening to Bloomberg radio that was there reporting over the weekend, I listened quite a bit, and the very banking heads that have engineered all of these problems, well, it's good for them. They're all making record profits and consolidating the economy. It's bad for all of us, but they agreed. They said there was a consensus that the dollar is to be phased out. Now, the only question is, what is the timetable? And people say, well, why do I care if the dollar is not the world currency, you know, used to buy oil, gold, and things around the world? Well, America's been deindustrialized by NAFTA and GATT and the globalist plan by design to make us dependent. And they're moving us into what they call at the UN a post-industrial society. They don't want us to be prosperous. They don't want us to be wealthy and individually independent. They want us to be beholden. They want us to have to go along with the nanny state. So we're in a long depression, similar to the one Japan's been in for 15 years, and they are just going to continue to ratchet it down while coming out with this nanny state. I'm sure you saw the Chicago Tribune, where many of their school districts do not allow the parents to pack any school lunch, and the school administrators are on the news saying parents can't be trusted to make lunches. The state must do it. And so this whole country, this whole planet is being turned into a giant prison planet. And in a prison, they don't allow you to have your own car, to have your own garden, to have your, raise your children as you see fit. In a prison, similar to what North Korea is like, the population just becomes a human resource for these globalist social engineers. And it's so sick to watch the very authors of our pain and our financial and economic suffering now posing as the saviors. From, calling myself 15 years ago a kook, or making fun of you a decade ago and many others, and G. Edward Griffin, when we were just covering their own documents and their own admissions, when we talked about a private banking system running a world government, and now it's just out in the open. They're saying, oh, there is a world government, but we just got the idea for it, and yes, it will be run by some private banks, and they'll control everything that's going on, in your nation, but that's just the way it is, and if you don't like it, we're going to hold you financially hostage like the Treasury Department did in October 2008 when they told congressmen and senators in closed meetings, they since went public, that if you don't give the banks unlimited trillions, we will have the president declare martial law in America. So that's the essence of martial law. We're already under a soft type of martial law where, you know, when the globalists need to, they drop the hammer and basically hold everybody hostage because they have financial control if we don't do exactly what they say. But then when we give into them and when Congress gave into them, things only got worse. So it's going to be rough if we stand up to them and audit the Fed and abolish it and kick these foreign bankers out of here that took over in 1913. But it's going to be even harder if we continue to let this Hydra basically pull us down into the abyss.
Do you trust George Soros at all?
Wow. You know, all I know is George Soros, anybody can pull this up, gave an interview with 60 Minutes. And the interview speaks for itself that when he was in Eastern Europe as a young man, he changed his name, took a fake name, and I wouldn't blame any Jew in Europe for doing that. What I do blame him for is that he then helped the Nazis go around and take people's possessions and then load them up to be taken away. And he told 60 Minutes and others that, well, if he didn't do it, somebody else would have, so he doesn't feel guilty. This is a serious sociopath who has all these big lobbying arms. Just 2 weeks ago, Politico got the internal documents from one of George Soros' admitted front groups and Media Matters, and they said, we are going to destroy and sabotage the alternative media, starting with Fox News and talk radio and, quote, other conservative sites. And that means anybody that doesn't go along with their program. And if you read their site, on an almost daily basis, they savage me and attack me. And it's very, very scary to have a guy who isn't even American-born, who was a Nazi collaborator on record, here in America, trying to demonize myself and others and trying to shut us up and going after people's sponsors. It is very, very scary, but we have to stand up against this bully or the Republic will fall. I don't think George Soros is the heart of the New World Order, but he is one of their very dangerous generals out on the front line.